You're here. I know things have been a little slow lately, but I have made a decision that is going to change our business in a profound way.
You're getting out of clocks and into something that makes sense.
I got it. Designer cat food.
No, and fat chance, Tubby. I have something in the storeroom that is going to have a line of customers snaking around the block. Ta-da!
Well, I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say creepy.
Well, there'll certainly be a nice deduction come tax time.
All right, I'll give you one more chance. Salem, what do you think?
Let me be delicate. Those clocks are awful.
Is that so?
I mean awful good. Look over there. No, over there. No, over there. Oh, change me back or take me to Wimbledon.
Dress for the snowflake ball?
Nah, I've already got plenty that are fine for loitering awkwardly around the punch bowl, and that's all Harvey and I ever do with those things.
Your attention, please. The finalists for the king and queen of the snowflake ball are Gracie Charters and Dan Kale, Gene Wong and Hans Tersek, and Sabrina Spellman and Harvey Kinkle.
You know, I've won lots of academic prizes, but never anything as meaningless as a popularity contest. Do you think Harvey and I have a shot?
Well, they say the cutest couple always wins.
But those girls are really cute.
You and Harvey are cute, too.
Right. We'll just be ourselves and let the chips fall where they may. And I'll just take the high road. But while I'm taking it, I may as well do it in a killer new dress.
Zelda, I've got bad news.
Uh-oh, Salem running 5 minutes fast again?
No. I just found out that one of those gigantic Everything Emporium stores is going to open outside of town.
Oh, one of those great discount places? They have a huge selection of clothing and appliances and clocks.
And I really love this place. I was hoping to struggle for a few years and then file for Chapter 11.
Well, then don't overreact. It's probably just a rumor. You want to start boarding up the windows, or should I?
Hey, Josh, do you think I'd look good in this dress? I mean, you can't see the outline of my liver, though.
Why do women do this to themselves? Sabrina, you're smart, you're beautiful. Tell me, what does this girl have that you don't?
You mean besides millions of dollars and an abusive rock star boyfriend?
That's what's wrong with our society. See, we emphasize beauty to such a degree, it's downright unhealthy. Hey, look, a pill to stop hair loss.
Hey, Salem. Want to see the dress that's going to get me elected queen of the snowflake ball?
Put it on, but I should warn you, I can be catty.
It's the only one they had. Isn't it perfect? Except for the fact that it's one size too small.
I see. In your world, perfect means doesn't fit. Since it's an other realm original, it can't be altered.
Really? Now I know why the other realm trails behind Paris as the fashion capital. Okay, well, if I can't alter the dress, I'll alter myself. I'll diet. I've never done it before, but how hard can it be?
Yeah, the fact that weight loss products comprise a billion-dollar industry is probably just a funny coincidence.
Good morning, Sabrina. How would you like your eggs?
Oh, as far away from me as possible. I'm on a diet so I can fit in my new dress and be elected queen of the snowflake ball.
And if you can go down 2 dress sizes, you can get into an Ivy League school. You're fine, just the way you are.
Fine. Harvey and I are competing with 2 other really cute couples. Fine is going to come in 3rd.
Well, at least let me give you one of these whole grain muffins. Oh, come on. Think of chewing as an aerobic exercise.
Ugh, just holding this muffin's making me feel bloated.
Huh? One man's trash, baby.
Once again, you're overreacting.
Overreacting gets results!
I am simply exercising my right to free speech.
Uh-huh. And the rotten fruit?
Visual aids.
Hilda, I've made an appointment for you with the president of the Everything Emporium to sit down and discuss the matter. If you'd like to try the mature approach.
Fine. Just hope I can return that cow manure.
What are the odds that the cafeteria would have the bacon cheeseburgers and chocolate sundaes on the same day?
I know. It's like winning the lottery. Did you misplace your entree?
No. I'm trying to lose weight so I can fit in my new dress. The dress that's gonna make us a lock for king and queen.
Good. So we're both doing our part.
What's yours, eating like Henry VIII?
Don't pretend like you haven't noticed my mustache.
Oh, I see it. No, it's just a shadow.
Does anyone else hear that strange buzzing sound?
Yes, like the low hum of an incoming B-52. Are we at war?
I think it's that darn sophomore with the deviated septum who must have closed his mouth again.
Sabrina, could you come up here? I think I might have an antacid.
What flavor? Can I have two?
I want to carry the essentials. No, that one's for leprosy.
So thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to meet with me.
Hand me that towel, will you? What? Fire him.
Your son?
He's not a closer.
Anyway, I hoped if I could tell you what a wonderful place my clock shop is, you would find it in your heart to spare it.
That's a good one. Spare it! Who sent you in here, huh? Artie? You're serious, aren't you? Do you really think there's anything you could tell me to keep me from squashing you like a bug?
We put a lot of effort into our selection of timepieces.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to count all the way to three before I call security.
Before I go, could I just make one little point? Look who's been downsized.
This stinks. I've been dieting for a whole half a day and I haven't even lost a pound.
Sabrina, I've found that the key to losing weight is eating the right foods.
Who are you channeling? The other day I saw you put sugar on bacon.
Lean bacon.
There's gotta be something in here that'll help me fit in my dress. Hey, look at this ad. Thanks to Blubber Be Gone, I lost 50 pounds in 3 days.
That's ridiculous. What'd he do, lop off a leg?
Here goes. Thin my thighs, lose my roll, make me skinnier than Manu Bull.
Woo! I see you called me in the nick of time.
I did?
Losing weight the Blubber Be Gone way is easy. Whenever you're hungry, instead of eating food, just mix yourself a shake. Taste?
Not bad, although I still prefer Ipecac.
Excuse me, but I think we've met before. Weren't you selling that turn your eye gunk into gold kit a few years ago?
No, that must have been my brother. Happy dieting.
This is great. I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to look fantastic in my new special dress, and I'll be elected queen of the ball.
Right, and one of these days, my pink eye's going to pay off big.
Oh, no. Woman's pump at 10 o'clock. So how does it feel being the little guy? What's that? Earthquake?
And now, for the moment of truth. It fits! The shakes worked!
Hi there. I thought you might like to try our new flavors. Gaunt grape and lean mean nectarine.
Thanks, but I lost all the weight I had to. I don't need any more shakes.
You really think so?
You guys must work on commission. As you can plainly see, I look awful! I'll take two cases. Quick, before the firemen have to come cut me out of my bedroom!
Hey, by the way, how did your meeting go with the president of Everything Emporium?
Not bad. At first it wasn't going well, but then he had a metamorphosis.
Either you're up to something or... No, that's it. You're up to something.
Sabrina, you've got to try these croissants. They're just like Grandma used to make. Well, not my grandma, but someone's grandma who knew how to bake.
No thanks. I had a raisin earlier, and boy, am I stuffed.
Sabrina, you're looking awfully skinny. You're not still on that diet, are you?
Me? No, I'm fine. Hey, do I see a little scalp up there?
Don't tell me. I've inherited the Spellman gene for a keister the size of Manhattan. Oh, I knew it. It was just some sort of spell. And yet the insecurity about my butt won't go away.
I think it's time to bring back suspenders.
Sabrina, we have to talk.
Oh, well, I only have a little while before Harvey picks me up for the dance, and your stern lectures tend to eat up the clock.
Not only are these things a scam, but they can cause serious side effects.
But I have to lose weight!
Like making you think you have to lose weight. Come here, look in the mirror.
No, not the mirror! It's so cruel and unforgiving!
Not anymore. That creepy salesman put a spell on it, but I deactivated it, see?
What are you talking about? It's like looking at a picture of William Howard Taft!
Oh, all this dieting has affected you psychologically. You can't see that you're so thin, you're practically sick.
Oh, well, what good is my health if I'm not queen?
No more shakes.
Fine. Force me to live with this obscene obesity. You know, Ansel is so unfair.
I know it seems unfair now, but someday, when you're older and wiser, you'll be able to look back on all this and get revenge.
Hey, one more shake wouldn't hurt. And it'd be wrong to waste perfectly good guar gum.
Hilda, here's an interesting news item. Everything Emporium President missing.
Oh, look! Larry King likes the new Ludlum novel.
Did you have anything to do with this?
No. Robert Ludlum has his own publicist. Oh, you mean the Everything Emporium President? Yes. He was bugging me, so I turned him into one.
Hilda, you've got to change him back.
He is in a perfectly humane situation. Now that I gave him air holes.
I wonder if that last milkshake made any difference. I certainly feel lighter. Salem, help! I've disappeared!
I'm so sorry. Hey, twirl me around so it looks like I'm flying.
What's happened? Where am I?
You've dieted until you've disappeared. Now I'm starting to wonder if you can be too rich.
There has to be a potion in here somewhere.
You need an other realm camera. Everyone knows those cameras at 100 pounds.
That's Harvey! Order me a camera, now!
Come on, Sabrina. We're not gonna be able to vote for ourselves if we're late. Self-opening door? Cool. Not very safe, but cool.
Has the camera arrived yet?
Yes!
Finally! Hurry up and take my picture!
Can we take another one? I think your eyes were closed.
Sabrina, I'm down here when you're ready. And sorry to anyone I woke up.
I'll be right there. Okay, everything's gonna be fine.
Uh-oh.
You think that happened because we didn't use name brand film?
Look, it says the camera only brings me back for a few minutes. So much for take a picture to last longer.
And you'll start to flicker whenever you're about to disappear. Like that.
Quick, take another picture.
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to have to take the camera to the dance with me and keep having my picture taken.
But don't let anyone else in the picture. If people aren't flickering out, they'll gain 100 pounds.
And to think, I used to complain when I got a run in my stocking.
I keep him in a little glass jar, which I refer to as Oz. Uh-oh. Jailbreak.
You lost him? Oh, perfect. Thanks to your overreacting, I get to spend my Friday night looking for a cockroach with my sister.
Oh, come on. This is stuff that keeps us young. Oh, I think I see it dropping.
You look terrific.
Do you think so? Because it's more of a standing up dress than a sitting down dress. I thought we'd be standing up more. It's too bad your car doesn't have a sunroof.
You look terrific. So what's up with the camera?
Oh, you know, I wanted to preserve the memories of our big night. Did you drop your left cufflink?
What was that?
Northern Lights? Sabrina, that dress is fantastic. Really? You don't think it makes me look too hippie?
My eyes are acting weird.
Oh, I saw something about that on 2020. The best thing to do is keep them closed. Hey, could you take my picture?
Sure.
Smile. Oh, no, Harvey! Sorry, your eyes always come out red.
Oh, got it. No, that's a real roach.
Wait a minute. I know exactly what we need.
A roach motel? Zelda, this guy's a captain of industry. There's no way he'd stay at a motel.
Okay, fine. The Roach Carlton.
Nice! Except for the faint smell of boric acid, I'd give it 4 stars.
Never seen a camera like this before.
Just push the button, Abaddon.
Oh, picture!
Mrs. Quick, no! Mrs. Quick, we gotta get you out of here. Now, don't get too upset, okay? There's gotta be a simple explanation.
It's a bee sting, isn't it?
Okay.
I thought I heard buzzing earlier, but I attributed it to my tinnitus.
The next dance is for our king and queen nominees. And then it's time for everyone to vote.
Mrs. Quick, don't panic, okay? We're gonna rush you to the hospital. The doctors are gonna take care of you. Everything will be fine. I just need 1 minute.
Got him. I knew he couldn't resist that thumbnail-sized Toblerone.
Thank goodness. Zap him back so we can go home.
Right. But first, a little good-natured torture.
Hilda.
Where am I?
We found you wandering out in the street. I think you may have hit your head. Do you feel all right?
Do you perhaps feel like you now understand what it's like to be the little guy? In constant fear of unfeeling giants?
No. Strong. In fact, I feel like I could withstand a nuclear holocaust.
I suppose this means you're going to go ahead and build your everything emporium now.
What? I'm going to climb Mount Everest, bike across Death Valley. I'm going to eat my weight in garbage. Why would I want to waste my indestructibleness on business?
See? I told you overreacting would work.
Harvey, stop fidgeting. Try and look like we're having a good time.
I feel like all we're being judged on is how we look.
How do I look?
Gorgeous. Will you stop asking me that?
Stop yelling at me. Nobody's gonna vote for us if it looks like we're fighting. But do I really look okay? Okay, I'm sorry. Let's just dance. Gotta go. Dreama, have you seen my camera?
No, but you can use mine.
Look for it, please.
Something tells me this is about more than a camera.
Thank you for helping me back here.
My pleasure.
I was feeling a little disoriented. Ooh, I wonder if I could scurry up those curtains.
Come on, Hilda, let's go.
Call the elevator. I'll be right there.
I'm beginning to think you have a problem.
And now, the moment everyone's been waiting for. The king and queen of this year's Snowflake Ball are... Harvey Kinkle and Sabrina Spellman!
Sabrina? I thought dancing alone was embarrassing. I can't believe she's missing this.
Hello? I'm really grateful for the honor and all, but since Sabrina's disappeared, maybe you guys should pick somebody else.
No! Sabrina, out my foot!
I'm sorry.
Dreama, do me a favor. Go on stage and stall them until I can find the camera, would you?
Okay, but only because people are starting to think I'm talking to myself.
Here I am, my moment of glory, and no one can see me. Too bad I'm not a bigger fan of irony.
She's really level-headed and pretty down to earth.
Is that girl talking about me?
Yeah, I voted for Sabrina, too. I mean, she's nice, and she definitely doesn't follow the pack.
Great. I dieted until I became invisible and spent a load of money on a dress, and they voted for me because I don't normally do that. All I needed to restore myself was a little self-esteem. And I definitely don't need to diet. In fact, if I don't eat something, I'm gonna keel over. Mrs. Quick! Sorry about your dress.
Oh, that's okay. If you don't mind, I think I'll keep this for the next time I swell up. It happens fairly often.
Well, the good news is we didn't have to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Although part of me was looking forward to all the excitement.
And now my personal favorite, Mr. Bunny Rabbit.
Hey, where have you been?
A awash in social pressure, but I'm back, and I've got something to say.
Well, don't tell the story about the two priests on the golf course, because Dream already did that.
You gotta laugh. I just want to say that I learned an important lesson tonight. I realized that what a person looks like on the outside doesn't matter half as much as what she's like on the inside.
I think this belongs to Sabrina. Or Alan Carr.
Don't get me wrong, I'm all for hygiene and grooming, but thanks to you, I'll be keeping it all in perspective.
This is a moment she'll never want to forget. Say cheese! No!
So there we were, receiving our crowns, when suddenly Sabrina ballooned out. She was huge.
At this time, we think a rogue bee may have been the culprit.
Wow. Hope she wasn't planning to wear it to the prom.
Well, I'm sure Sabrina will be fine. Thanks for bringing her home.
Is the coast clear? Oh, I've learned my lesson. I'm never starving myself again.
Honey, just remember, if you just eat right and get regular exercise, you'll never have a problem.
Mmm. It's always worked for me.
Are there any more apple delights?